Escape to Giddywell Grange by Kim Nash. Read by Alex Rivers for Saga Egmont. To Ollie, my world, you fill every day with sunshine. You are handsome, brave, funny, kind, and just wonderful, and are growing up into the most amazing young man that your papa would be so very proud of. I know I am. Dream big, my darling. You can achieve anything that you put your mind to, but don't ever change. Thank you for being my son. Love you. XXX. Chapter 1. Anticipation and nervous energy are making me feel sick to my stomach right now. I'm trying to hold it all together while I potter around the kitchen at work, laying out cups and saucers and a plate of chocolate biscuits ready for the meeting. It's so exciting. I've been like a cat on a hot tin roof all weekend. Instead of making the most of the gorgeous July weather, I've been inside brushing up on my presentation skills and making sure I can go in there and promote my backside off. There's been so much talk around the office for the last couple of weeks. There's definitely something big going down. I've worked for Ronington's PR and marketing for 12 years, and I can tell there's something on the cards because of all the secrecy that's been going on. There have been lots of meetings recently with the accountants and solicitors, and before she left the office on Friday lunchtime, Celine, the managing director, said she wanted to see me first thing on Monday. Celine is my idol. She's elegant, dramatic, stunning, and just amazing. She takes no crap from anyone. She's a badass. If I could be anyone in life, I'd want to be her. Everyone in the office heard what she said to me. First thing Monday morning, Madison, I need to see you. It's very important. They're all saying that it's my time, that after all these years, the company has recognised my hard work and commitment. All the early mornings and late nights are going to finally pay off. All those miles of driving my company car up and down the country, meeting clients. All the times I've had to cancel going along to things that my friends were going to. The times I've had to cancel seeing my mum because I've had to work. The arrangements I've had to cancel, the relationships I've jeopardised. They were all heading to this exact place and time. This is what it was all for. It's my time. Melissa, the MD's operations director and right-hand woman, who has worked at the company for about a million years, is about to go on maternity leave. Everyone has been buzzing around me, saying that there's absolutely no shadow of a doubt that I'll be formally promoted from my role as senior sales executive to operations director. After all, I've been practically doing the job for the last couple of years, working alongside her. I'm pretty damn sure I'm going to be made a director. I'm so ready for this, so ready to fill her boots and make that job mine. It's what I've always dreamed of, and I've been thinking about it all weekend. On Saturday, I bought myself a new promotion-worthy power suit. I have a ton of other work suits, but for this meeting today, I wanted something special. So I opted for a navy blue trouser suit and a light flowery camisole top to soften the look. I've had my highlights touched up and nails polished this weekend. And if I say so myself, with my hair scraped back in a tight bun, bright red lippy for a little extra confidence and a pair of bright red heels to finish it off, I look immaculate. Even though I am feeling apprehensive, I'm not going to let anyone see that. I've built up a persona over the years of being really cool, calm, and ultra-professional, and I've never let the people I work with think anything else. I put on a bloody good show, I can tell you. Inside, there are times when I am totally lacking in confidence, my nerves in tatters, and I'm shaking like a leaf, but I would never let on to anyone. I don't let people get close enough to me. I just want to show Celine that I am the perfect person to take the company forward and ensure it runs smoothly and efficiently. I'm in a world of my own while making the tea and think about the lady I see every morning when I drink my first coffee of the day, overlooking the lake from my lounge window. I'm not sure why she's just popped into my mind. She fascinates me, and I wonder about her life. Always looking glamorous, immaculately dressed, even when walking her dog. She ambles along in a leisurely way, as if she has not a care in the world. So very different to me. I might look like I'm in control, but most of the time I feel completely stressed out. Always someone to call, to email, or to have a meeting with. Today she was meandering along in flowery navy jewels wellies that look like they've never been through a puddle in their life, figure-hugging jeans, a cashmere jumper, which she seems to have in a million different colours, today's was powder blue, and what looked like a Gucci scarf tied air hostess style around her slim neck, and a fake fur gilet, at least I hope it's fake.